Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. We got three more days till Friday. So good. Keep that rolling. I want to hear a little of that.
I wasn't ready for the whole song.
Just do it. So good. 4 or 5 seconds from wildin'. Anyway, happy Tuesday. Is Vinny just...
I think he probably wants to get some coffee.
All right. You know, he could use a cup after that last break. Yeah. Hey, coming up at 8:30 is the check-in, which we do in partnership with the Bay Club, so we can sort of... We do a little catch-up, really, about what is going on in the world and what's open and what's not open and how we're getting back to business and whatever the new normal is going to be. So 8:30, we'll be doing our check-in with Annie from the Bay Club. It only took a few months for the coronavirus to turn the world upside down to the point where the idea of going to a concert is, it's hard to wrap your head around. I mean, there's a lot of things I really look forward to during the year, and I'm not looking forward to them. Like, I mean, Bottle Rock was supposed to be 2 weeks from now. So it's a bummer, you know?
Yeah.
To think that, we were just talking about that, you know, concerts are, they feel like a long way off. So Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters enjoys performing live as much as everyone loves going to see him and, you know, whoever else is playing. And he just wrote an essay for The Atlantic where he is talking about concerts and saying how much he misses them. And I just thought that you'd be interested to hear some of the quotes from this. He said, "Unfortunately, the coronavirus pandemic has reduced today's live music to unflattering little windows that look like doorbell security footage and sound like Neil Armstrong's distorted transmissions from the moon, so stuttered and compressed. In today's world of fear and unease and social distancing, it's hard to imagine sharing experiences like these ever again. I don't know when it will be safe to return to singing. Oh, to singing arm in arm, so sweet, at the top of our lungs, hearts racing, bodies moving, souls bursting with life. But I do know that we will do it again, because we have to. It's not a choice, we're human. We need moments that reassure us that we are not alone, that we're understood, that we are imperfect, and most important, that we need each other." I thought those were lovely words this morning. And it's true, we will get back to that stuff.
Right. Well, Dave Grohl is a guy who just finished a record, and they were supposed to have already started their tour.
Right.
So he's a guy who had a lot of employees ready to go out and tour the country with him, and if not the world,
right,
and support this new album, which he feels like is excellent. So I can see where he's completely broken by it. I miss concerts, but, you know, that's all right. You know, this is... I'm more sad, and look, I get that that's his business, but I'm more sad that the mom and pop store down the street's going out of business.
That's
the thing that scares me.
Right. I mean, if you had to sacrifice one for the other, you might almost go for the thing that makes people a living. On the other hand, that's what makes these musicians and it's not just the musicians. Dave Grohl has plenty of money. He's going to be fine.
Right.
It's not just his crew. It's the crew in every venue. It's the gas stations that fuel up their bus. It's everything. I mean, we're all so interconnected that when we shut down like this, it's hard to kick it back into gear when so many things just aren't going to be allowed for a while. So for a long time, next story, but also someone formerly of Nirvana. For a long time, we had heard about Kurt Cobain's daughter, Frances Bean's, guitar that it's his guitar, his acoustic guitar that he used in the MTV Unplugged. Her dad's guitar.
Right.
So Kurt Cobain's guitar, kind of beat up. It's a cool, I don't know. Let's see.
I think it's a Martin.
1959 Martin D18E.
Yeah, that's a classic guitar worth a lot of money in and of itself without having been played on a very famous record.
Well, but you know, just to have been held by him would probably up the price, but to be, you know, on video and this is the guitar.
Right.
So it was the center of an ugly divorce when Frances Bean Cobain divorced her husband. I think his name is Douchebag. Let me see if I can find his actual name. His name is Isaiah Silva. So she gets it. They officially divorced last November. That's when they finalized this whole thing. And it was an ongoing fight. She's like, that's my dad's guitar. That's my guitar. And he's like, no, you gave it to me. It was a gift.
Which I don't doubt she did.
I don't either. And, you know, you can't take it back. And the judge agreed. You gave it to him. It's his. So he got it in the divorce. Which makes this next story all the more annoying. He's auctioning it off.
Well, right.
Starting bid.
And what million she bucks. Should have done. How much?
$1 million for the starting bid.
What she should have done is just said, give me my dad's guitar back. I'll give you cash.
Yeah.
I'll give you the going rate for the guitar. Like, I just want the keepsake that my dad left me. And the mistake is hers. Look, I get it. This is a little girl who was probably not a billionaire. She's what, 100,000 heir?
100 millionaire. Oh, yeah. She's got to be. I mean, you know,
Upon being born, she's already a hundred millionaire. But so she never knew the value of that guitar or understood it. And look, young people in love, it's powerful.
Sure.
Not that powerful.
I love
you
so much. Take my dad's guitar.
Right. Well, you know, we're going to be together forever, right? What's the difference?
Of course we are. Right. I'm giving it to myself. You're part of me.
Hopefully she learned that valuable lesson from this.
Well, she will when she has to bid on it.
I don't think she... You think... Is she saying she will?
No, I'm not seeing anything about that. But I, in a way, right, because it's like, this mistake has cost me so much money. Maybe she just does wash her hands of it. On the other hand, it's a piece of history that, you know, maybe Courtney will bid on it. Who the hell knows? Maybe the guys from Nirvana will bid on it. It's part of the Music Icon Sale at Julian's Auctions. It's taking place June 19th and 20th in Beverly Hills. Prior to the sale, it's going to be displayed in a bunch of places. Although, how they're going to get people to come and see it, I'm not sure if they've heard about this pandemic.
Yeah, I don't
know.
So,
it's the auction is actually June 19th and 20th. So, it's a month away. It's going to be... Right now, it's on display at the Hard Rock Cafe in Piccadilly Circus, London, where no one is, from May 15th through the 31st. And then it's going to be at Julian's Auctions in Beverly Hills, where apparently you can visit things that are going to be for sale June 15th through the 19th, and that's when the auction starts. So let's see. It comes with a lot of other stuff. The hard shell case that Cobain had adorned with a flyer for the band Poison Ideas, 1990 album. That's called Feel the Darkness. I guess it's also stamped with some baggage claim ticket stubs and Alaska Airlines sticker. Inside the case is a half-used pack of Martin guitar strings, 3 picks, and a suede stash bag that's decorated with a small silver spoon, fork, and knife. So it comes with all the crap that was in the guitar case.
Small silver spoon, fork, and knife. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Last October, the cardigan that he wore. So if you've seen this, the ugly, ratty holes in the elbows, grandma's cardigan,
right,
sold for $334,000. So the guitar is going to, it's starting at $1 million. So this kid, Isaiah Silva, is about to make more money.
I understand what he's doing. He'll never make that kind of money in his life.
No.
And
I don't know what he got in the divorce. I'm sure he got a settlement.
The argument would be, dude, you should just hold on to such a keepsake or give it back. Give it back to her and have her give you whatever that thing's worth and then let her. That's pretty heartless crap. But you
it
know,
is. Well, it's people, very, you know, scorched earth. I'm sure he's like, no, I don't.
People who break up often.
I don't even want it and I'm keeping it.
Right. They leave under bad terms.
I know. He's a musician too, right? It's
what I thought, yeah. It's, but, you know, so are you.
Yeah. I'm selling that guitar for the record. If I get a hold of that guitar,
right,
I'm going to get my $1 million off of it. No guitar is worth that to me. I don't run a museum here. Billie Eilish is having a little bit of trouble. You know, she's actually with her, she's a kid, you know? I mean, what is she, 18 now?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So she's in lockdown with her family at their home. And there's a dude who just won't leave her alone. The judge just granted her a temporary restraining order. Let me see if I can find the guy's name. Pranell Rousseau. So she and her family, an obsessed fan, just keeps showing up at her house. This happened this week. And he does not practice social distancing. He's not just trespassing. He's breathing on them. I don't mean to make light of this. Nobody wants some dude at their house.
No, that's awful.
So it looks like the guy started showing up over and over again. He's 24, started showing up last Monday, ringing the doorbell, and through the Ring camera, her father's all, "Can I help you?" And he says, "Oh, I think I might have the wrong house, but does Billie Eilish live here?" So Billie's dad goes, "No, you got the wrong house." Of course, the guy's like, "No, I'm pretty sure this is it." He came back that night at 9 p.m. and exhibited erratic behavior. She says, "While we waited for security, Mr. Rousseau remained on our porch, sat down and began to read a book while also continuing to engage in a periodic monologue. My father repeatedly asked him to leave, but he refused. Finally, security did show up and shoot him away. But then he came back and laid down behind a wall, getting ready to spend the night on her property. He reappeared on Tuesday, began trying the door handle to gain entrance. He returned again. Not deterred by anyone. She says he showed up a total of seven times, five of which he was not wearing a mask. The two times he did wear a mask, he pulled it down while talking to security. He was also not wearing gloves as he touched the doorknob and doorbell multiple times. So, you know, look, they're scared. They're in lockdown. And
yeah,
this guy's not only torturing them, but infecting them.
For them, they have to obey the laws, and so they can't just go out there with a bat and shoo him off.
Right.
So they've got to just sit there and take this from this guy until police can step in. And police have their own hands tied because there's only so much they can do.
Well, and that's what it's come down to. He was taken into custody twice this week.
Right.
But they can't keep him. The most they can do is issue him an offense ticket. It's a trespassing ticket. It's a nonviolent offense, and they're keeping nonviolent offenders out of jail because he hasn't done anything yet.
Yet, right. That is ugly.
I know. So they actually put him on a bus to New York. Said, "Go away." Of course, Billie Eilish is like, okay, so that bus never stops and doesn't open the doors until it gets to New York. So
right,
afraid he's coming back. So she did get an emergency temporary restraining order. He's got to stay 200 yards away from her and her parents, cease all contact, which means if he does come back, the cops have, it's beyond a trespassing thing. It's a violation of restraining order, which would give him a little bit more power.
They still won't probably be able to keep him, and so he'll get taken away and held for a minute and released, and it'll go again. This is awful stuff.
I know.
It's terrible. And I don't know if this guy is truly mentally ill or just some derelict with nothing better to do who, especially during quarantine, finds himself bored AF and is like, so you don't know. I think it's mental illness, right?
Well, isn't it always? I mean, I'm sorry, but anybody who's been told get the hell out of here and just keeps coming back and is doing a monologue on someone's porch and I mean, to me, there's a person with problems. And it's true. There's only so much cops can do until they actually hurt you. And at that point, it's too late.
Right.
For some people, it's really too late, too.
Well, sad thing is it causes people to have to figure out how to defend themselves. And so maybe this guy, I don't know her dad. I heard he's some actor and the mom, some actress, or they're in the business in some way, shape, mm-hmm. or form. But what he ends up doing, in my guess, certainly what I'd end up doing, although I've already done it, he'll go buy a firearm because he has to protect his family. And now here's a guy who never probably cared about that kind of thing. And now he has to go, what am I supposed to do? They can't arrest him. And this guy keeps showing up at my front door. I have to get some kind of way, some ultimate stopping power.
If he gets
power.
In the house, I need to be able to stop him. And who knows what he's got? I mean, I suppose if the cops have picked him up, they've stripped him of any weapons.
It's just awful. I hate that story.
I know. Here's the story about boobs.
I love boobs.
I know. We'll just get off on a whole nother tangent here. Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat. They have a pretty big duet that's happening right now. In fact, Nikki wrote, "Dear Doja Cat, thanks for trusting me with your baby. Hope I lived up to your expectations. You're so extremely talented and so deserving of this moment. What time are you showing your boobs? Love, Nick." There's a challenge. Doja Cat claimed that she would show fans her boobs if they would rally that song to number one on the charts. What's the name of the song, Bryn? I am not seeing the song. I need to help with this. I need to help. Let me see.
I think it's the Say So song, right?
Yeah, is that the one?
The Say So one. She yeah, just did.
I love that tune.
It's top of the charts.
And so do we. Yeah.
So that's a good question, Nicki Minaj. What time is she showing her boobs?
I don't know. We got to find that out, though. I don't know if that means Nicki's going to join her. I feel like I've seen all Nicki's stuff. But it's time for Doja Cat. She's a cutie.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture of her.
Incredibly
right now.
Good looking.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get to see it. Bryn, would we? Let's keep track of that. You know, we need to. That's a good news segment.
You got it.
Isn't that the weirdest thing that I can only speak for myself as a man or boy or whatever you want to call me?
A boy at heart.
I want to see everything all the time, even though I've seen a million boobs, at whether pictured or in real life, and yet I absolutely will make that appointment if there is a scheduled
time. Once you've seen a pair, are you good?
Nope.
So you'll see those ones again?
Absolutely.
I see.
And by the way,
like different angles, is that the key?
I don't know why I'm driven like this. It's absolute biology, because I would talk myself out of it. It's a biological completely
imperative.
Frustrating. I don't understand it at all. And yet there it is.
It's 1 o'clock.
Doja Cat, not black and white. For some reason, the picture or the display needs to be in color.
Oh, really?
Black and white's no good.
No good. Useless to you.
Well, not useless. It's not real life. It just doesn't feel like real life.
And you
want to
feel like you could reach out and...
I just want to see in color, please. Thank you.
Well, I'll let you know if and when that happens. If it hits number one. It's climbing the charts, right? I mean, we'll hear that tomorrow somewhere in the top 10.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Doja Cat.
We're hoping. I guess that's when we'll hear about it, Vin, if we hear that they're top of the charts.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
Oh, her fans made it happen, huh? I don't want to spoil anything for tomorrow.
I won't say anything, but oh, snap.
I may have something to show you tomorrow, Vin.
All right.
Your cans?
What's that?
Your cans? Nothing. Never mind.
Work cans?
Your cans?
Your cans.
No.
You have something to show him. That's
I have something to show him via Bryn's computer.
She showed me that like the first month we met.
Oh, my God.
God, you keep denying it, Sarah. Just
because it didn't happen.
Oh, my God.
God.
Totally happened.
So insane. He just like...
And you never made out with Boomin, too,
you're
right?
You're right about that. That is even truer than the other thing I'm denying. All right. 21 Pilots.
They got that. Them.
Yeah. They've got a song out right now called Level of Concern. We're playing the hell out of it here on the Alice. And it looks like there's a whole album coming home. It's a, let's see. I wonder if they're going to say if it. It doesn't look like they've done the whole thing. Thing at home, but I think Level of Concern certainly did feel like a pandemic song. And they put together an At Home With playlist for Apple Music today.
All right.
Tyler Joseph did. So the next record, damn it, he's just saying it's coming soon. I don't see a date here. Concern. You could bring down my level of concern. So, in a final note that I will leave you with here, just really quickly, Tom Hanks has that kid, Chet Hayes.
Yeah.
Or that's his rapper name anyway. He went off on Tekashi 6ix9ine. Don't be fooled, dude is scared. And it's so funny. And actually, Tekashi 6ix9ine, I want to say his ex-girlfriend was going off on him too. Like, everyone, after that Instagram live that he did that had something like 2 million viewers at one point, everyone is coming out. And I love that Tom Hanks' son feels like he's got something to say about it.
Let me ask you, is Tekashi still with the girl that tattooed his face on her chest, or is that the ex-girlfriend?
No, I think he's with her. He's got a kid. Let's see. Her name, it looks like Sarah Molina. She said, "Why you keep running the same story? You sound hurt off something you're trying to make cool. I don't understand. If you're proud of anything, ain't you supposed to stand by that? You keep giving all these corny-ass reasons why you did what you did, but you're not saying everything happened because of you. It's all your stupid fault." Stop pitching. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Wow. And that's just her. So, and of course, Chet Hayes, it's very important to hear what he has to say as well. So you can find that on Twitter. Oh, it's good times. Tekashi 6ix9ine scared. He's scared. And I would be too if I'd snitched and not changed my identity and moved to Wisconsin. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
The California DMV after these.
Sarah and Vinny.